This YouTuber exposed a predator and now his life is in danger.
Well guys, today's about to be pretty insane. Today we are talking about a situation with a YouTuber named Slyboy.
This is Slyboy.
There's a YouTuber named Slyboy who is being threatened right now.
Pretty recently I found this YouTuber called Slyboy,
who is having his life threatened and his YouTube channel threatened by an online map advocate.
You see, he exposed this content creator who literally has a blog of them trying to get with a 7-year-old. And that is the least worst thing they have done.
He decided to make a video about this person, Katie Cruz.
Katie Cruz.
Who, get this, actually promotes being a predator.
Who is in support of what is called a map. Not like a Minecraft map.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started making videos about a predator who goes by the name of Katie Cruz online. Now, this is a person who has a reputation both for being one of the worst people alive and also for taking down any criticism that pops up about them anywhere on YouTube. An individual known for such statements as, and I quote, "The literal meaning of philia is love for children. It wasn't God's law that philia is considered wrong or evil." This is an individual with over 40 blog posts that they have publicized themselves, expressing their sexual interest in the 7-year-old child of one of their close friends, a child who is pseudonymed online as Lucy. Quote, "I've been thinking about trying to date an adult, but after spending time with Lucy, I realize I already have everything I want. She fills the girlfriend role and companion role for me. If only I could have her every day and sleep in each other's arms, I'd be set." Now, I have made numerous videos about this individual. Most of those videos have been taken down. Some are currently up on the channel. This channel has been plagued by Katie Cruz and her goon squad with bullshit privacy complaints and mass reporting campaigns. After having numerous videos taken down by this person, I informed them that I was creating a magnum opus on their wrongdoings, a video that I titled Content Fed Katie Cruz. Within that video, I stated that if she got the video taken down, I would be showing up to her hometown and telling all of her neighbors myself exactly how horrible of a person she is. And that I would also be arriving with a life-size picture of Katie Cruz just so everybody knew who I was talking about. This is the picture in question. This is a monstrosity that my community has come to know as Big Katie. Now, in response to this ultimatum, Katie commented on my video, "Is this a road you really want to go down? It might be one that neither of us come back from. I'm sick and dying. I don't have much to lose. If you kill me, you're doing me a favor. But it looks like you have a whole lot more to lose. If I die a little sooner than I was originally going to, such is life, I'm at peace with that. But are you at peace with it? I don't capitulate to bullies. I don't negotiate with terrorists. I don't back down. God bless and Godspeed." In a private file server that Katie doesn't know I have access to, oh, Katie, by the way, I have access to your server. She says, "People in the comments of Slyboy's latest video are encouraging him to follow through with coming to my town. Someone told him to carry a gun because I would likely have one. He said he'll be carrying. This might turn into a bloodbath, but I'm not gonna capitulate to a bully. I don't negotiate with terrorists. I'm not giving in. I won't back down. If I die a little earlier than I was already on course to do, well, such is life." Now, mind you, the context of the comment thread this was on was me simply stating, I carry a gun for self-defense. Nowhere in any of my videos have I encouraged or espoused violence towards this individual. So I can only take this as what it obviously is, a death threat. It's thunderstorming right now. I did not edit that in. Anyway, without further ado, please join me for a special episode of the Slyboy channel, one that I've titled I mentioned before Katie Cruz's private server where her and her like-minded map friends congregate. A lot of the Diddler Squad there has been coming after me, making content attacking me, but recently, Katie posted on that server, "Please don't poke the bear anymore. We need to stop instigating him so this whole situation can die." Too late! What's up, fellas? Doing free Bible courses? That's what's up. What church you guys with? That's what's up. We're talking about today, so.
Talking about what?
Yeah. You have an open who lives in this town. I don't know if you know that, but they have a blog, and they're like, it's not like a, oh, like I'm not like.
It's not hiding it.
They're not hiding. They're just like, yeah, I'm here. Like I'm interested in kids. Blah blah blah. So.
Police been notified. Nothing's been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, glad. Jehovah's Witness.
Hey, yeah.
Christian. Anti. Oh, okay. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Let's go, brother.
Oh, gosh.
She got a crease, like, in the middle, and now I'm kind of fucked. Apparently, I picked the windiest day one could possibly pick to visit Shelbyville, Indiana. By far the biggest recipient of Katie Cruz's predations is a young child by the name of Lucy, as we're calling her. Any viewer of this channel will be familiar with Lucy and her story. This is someone whom Katie Cruz has written love letters to on her blog, fantasies about, someone whom she's openly planning on grooming, and someone she's babysat in the past. For predators, everything is about access to children. For instance, I'm in a park right now. It's a very lovely park. It comes complete with two different baseball fields. You may be able to hear their children playing behind me. There's a playground. Oh, and it is, hold on, let me double check the address. A 14-minute walk from home. One thing I've observed about Shelbyville in the couple hours I've been here is it is a very small town. You drive a couple blocks and you've gone through the whole place. So you can imagine for a family like Lucy's finding out that there's an open in your very small town who is actively stalking your daughter. What do you do in that situation? So I'm just going to do an audio sync, which is just for these mics. So 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm Lucy's mom.
Thank you for coming out. You know an individual whose legal name is is that correct?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. So you went to high school, right?
Yeah, I've known him since I was about 16 or 17, okay. After I started dating my husband.
Gotcha. Okay. So how did that relationship get to here?
Well, like I said, I met him when I was... Sorry, I use the term him.
I'm not here to... okay. You've probably seen my channel. Like, I'm, like, understanding of, like, pronouns and stuff like that. But, like, I'm not here to tell a victim what pronouns to use, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you speak, okay. You know, whatever's true to you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I met him when I was about 16 or 17 years old. My husband became friends with him, really just out of pity. He was getting picked on quite a bit. And him and another friend of his took him under their wing just because he was a weird outcast, you know, and they genuinely felt bad because they'd been there, done that too. And eventually over the course of time, some things were inappropriately mentioned, like, and you know, teenage boys, I thought for a long time it was just a joke. Just something, teenage boys, you know, just say what you want. I'm going to keep gaming, you know,
yeah.
But he would say stuff about like liking teenage girls, prepubescent girls. And I shrugged it off for a long time until I had my daughter, my first daughter, who is Lucy. And, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, I kind of need to keep an eye on this. Maybe it wasn't a joke, because shortly after my daughter was born, he went to California and became legally a woman and changed his name. And that raised a huge red flag, because nowhere in, there was, I don't know, 7 to 8 years of friendship at that point. Nowhere in any sort was there any signs of, oh, I don't feel like a man. I feel like a woman, you know, just the common signs you see.
It was just that.
It was very sudden, very snap of the fingers, and I get a phone call, oh, hey, I'm legally a woman now. And I was the first person he told, because I too am of the LGBTQ community. And I after that, I lost all sort of respect and kept a very close eye for a long time after that. Wanted to remain friends with them just because of the longevity of the friendship and just feeling bad. And we knew there was some sort of like mental illness. You know what I mean? There's just something not right. And we genuinely felt bad and wanted to be there. And then Lucy started getting a little bit older, about 6 or 7 years old. Started asking, like, we would go to a mutual friend's house and do sober karaoke and stuff like that. And he would start asking Lucy for hugs, like a grandma would, like very inappropriate for someone even of a friendship status. And sitting on lap. And I would be like, hey, Lucy, come here, and distract her.
Yeah.
And not have her realize what's going on in the moment. But after that event at my friend's house, we totally, completely cut contact off.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even...
Specific event that you're referring to?
The sober karaoke that we were having at my friend's house. And he was just acting super strange, wanting to be super close to Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gradually got very intense. It wasn't like a overnight thing, like over a few months after he came back from California. It got very gradually intense.
Up until the karaoke night.
Yeah, and then. Yeah.
Have you read, I mean, I know this is would probably be like nightmare literature for you, but have you read anything on blog?
Yeah, I've read the entirety.
Yeah.
I've read the entirety of it.
Yeah.
And... it makes it sound like that we allowed this, that it was just something I shoved under the rug. No, that was not the case at all. I just chose not to speak about it, which it was probably, I should have. I should have spoke about it in the time. I should have told him how I felt for Lucy's safety if I would have known that this sick blog was going to be a result of that. I tried not to be confrontational, and it bit me in the ass.
Yeah.
And, no, I was very aware of what was going on, and I did not allow it.
Understood.
Yeah.
By my calculations, the first blog entry about Lucy, she would have been 6 or 7 years old. And then that leads up to the karaoke night, which was referenced on her blog. I believe she said something like, she felt like that night there was like a really special connection between her and Lucy. She was like singing a love song or something. It was just very clear what was going on to you.
That's all made up in his mind.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
Lucy never... when I was confronted about it by Sierra, years later, I was confronted about the blog by Sierra.
Boo. Sorry, didn't mean to jump scare you there. Editor Slyboy coming in here just to give a little bit of context for the situation. The woman that Sam is referring to in that clip, Sierra, is a TikToker. This is an individual who is a CSA survivor and advocate who spoke out about this situation back in 2023. Sierra was the first person to really push this story into the public eye. In researching this story, I've had a couple of different conversations with Sierra. Sierra was instrumental in establishing the initial connection between Katy Cruz and their real-life government identity, which for very retarded reasons I can't say in this video. Although Sierra blew the initial trumpet on this situation, she's since kind of been bullied out of talking about it. At least from what she's told me, she's received so many death threats to her own life as well as her two children from the Gooner Squad that she's not as comfortable talking about this right now. But anyway, point is, now you have the reference point. This was a little bit of a viral story in 2023. Sierra talked to Sam at that point, but ultimately, it didn't really go much farther than that.
Immediately after I got off the phone with Sierra, I talked to Lucy. And I'm like, did anything happen?
Yeah.
Can you remember? You need to tell me. And she could barely remember who was.
That's good.
So whatever existed is only in his mind. Thank God.
Certainly. Well, and that was very clear from just the reading the blog itself, that it was just pure delusion.
I just, as far as Shelbyville government I wish they would have done more for us as a family. I was born and raised here, and I had to move out of the county because I no longer felt safe here with me and my family. I was very heavily involved with the local music scene behind the scenes and helping different artists and helping the, because I miss that life so much, the musical festivals that happen here locally, and I had to immediately quit doing that because I was afraid he was going to be lurking around every corner trying to get pictures of Lucy or try to get any sort of contact at all. So I just wish they would take the feelings and the safety of their population a little bit closer to heart.
You fully just had to leave town, basically.
Yeah.
As a result of this.
Yeah, we had to up and vacate. I didn't, and I lived right down the street from my mom, and I no longer felt safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My daughters no longer felt safe.
And it's a really small town too.
It is.
I've been here for about a couple hours, this morning for the first time, and I just kind of drove around just to get the lay of the land, and I was like, hitting the town limit, just immediately after like 2 minutes of driving. So
yeah, our biggest store is Walmart.
Yeah.
Like it was a nice small town for a long time.
Yeah. There's nowhere to hide.
Right.
Really. Yeah.
No.
Even if this individual wasn't hypothetically stalking you, which could be the case that they were, like, you'd probably run into them anyway, just around town, which is like...
Yeah, we essentially never left the house.
This feels so good. Thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
To have some sort of form of closure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. I think this will have a good... I don't know how the video will do, but... at the very least, it'll increase like local awareness.
I'm gonna reactivate my Facebook and share it.
Awesome, awesome, nice. I feel like I'm about to get carried up in the air. I'm only like 130 pounds, so I might be at risk. I wonder if these people who are honking, I wonder if they like know this person or if they saw the video. Or if they just are like, that looks like something worth honking at.
One hope is that his parents see it.
How much do they, I'm curious about that. How much?
Have no idea.
No idea at all?
They probably have no clue. If they do, it's very minimal. There's no way they know about all this. Because I've known just as long, sorry. I've known his mom.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Edit out his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've known his mom as long as I've known him, and she would not stand for that. There's
right.
no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Because she's a good-hearted Christian woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got a little bit... I looked them up as I... Because I was just, like, finding any information I could about them. So I came across parents just on Facebook and stuff when I was, like, looking into stuff. And I got that vibe that there's, like, very much, like, boomer... kind of out of the know.
Uh-huh.
They have their business and they kind of keep themselves, so I could say she was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he wasn't playing. He wasn't playing around. He's here.
Probably like, that's the ugliest thing ever.
It is very just, it's very jarring. Do you know this person?
No, I don't.
Do you know that they're an open that lives in your town?
No, I don't.
Well, now you do.
What's it mean?
What's it mean?
What's that mean?
What's p-file mean? Someone who... How do I define p-file? Someone who has attraction to children.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. I agree. Their name is all right, so just watch out for them, okay? Stay safe out there. Just didn't know what p-file meant. That's a first for me.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Her.
Someone extremely sheltered.
Do you know this person?
Uh-uh.
This person's an open that lives in your town. So they brag online about their interest in children, have stalked her daughter, and they live right here. Her name's
They live where?
They live here.
Oh, I thought you were going to point to the house.
Well, in that kind of that area ish, right in town, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought she was just a missing girl. I thought sex trafficking.
No, unfortunately, she's not missing.
Wow. So That's cool. You guys are...
Well, I had to do it. She's taken down, like, all the evidence I've put up online, so I have to go somewhere. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah. That's really bold. I couldn't be... Oh, wow. Well, she drives by. What if her goonies drive by?
Well, that is the fear. Yeah, yeah. She did threaten my life, but, you know, be all right.
So, has she been prosecuted?
Nope.
No.
No,
Shelbyville police won't do anything about it.
I believe him turning himself into a woman was a ruse to gain children's attention, to have that maternal instinct about him. I think that's a very disrespectful thing to do to the trans community. It's sick. So sick. That's why I refer to him as him and Clarence as Clarence. I do not acknowledge that change.
I've had tons, hundreds probably, of trans people like responding to my videos about this person, all overwhelmingly in support.
Because that's already an issue that population has to deal with anyway.
Sure.
Why add that to that stigma?
Mm-hmm. And I say the same thing about like Christianity when it's like youth pastors or whatever. It's often not as an overflow of whatever someone's identity is. It's people will seek out access. So...
That's exactly what it is, an access point.
Mm. Yeah.
And he is not Christian at all. Just saying.
Understood. Well, I think that does us for this. Thank you. I think that was really good. I appreciate your words.
I feel a lot better. I've been wanting to say something publicly for a long time now and didn't know how to go about it without any rebuttal towards my family. So... Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, I put out a video interviewing a completely different victim of Katie Cruz, a woman who she tried to groom when the victim was 14 years old. As a result of this video, Katie almost had a come to Jesus moment. She wrote on her blog, "I'm now questioning everything. I'm questioning what I believe. Don't mass report. Don't try to get it taken down. Don't attack her. I'm sorry." That sentiment lasted for about 24 hours shortly after she posted on the aforementioned secret server, which, again, surprise, I have access to. I'm going to be candid with y'all. I've been stressed these last few months with all the antis targeting me. I've contemplated walking away from the MAP community, giving up on all the activism I've done and have planned. We almost fucking got her. I've contemplated offing myself over it, and had it not been for my mom, I probably would have done it by now. Hopefully her mother doesn't see this, because Lord forbid she finds out who Katie Cruz actually is. But her twisted dark soul rallies in the last moment and says, "Too many of our people are dying because of the systematic abuse we receive from society." Don't know what the fuck that's about. Not sure what sort of systematic abuse are receiving from society. That's neither here nor there, though. "We can't roll over when we face injustice. I'll do my damnedest to make sure none of these deaths are in vain. I'm not going anywhere. We fight on." So I would hope that Katie Cruz would recognize that this is a story of a victim being portrayed in the video you're watching right now. But obviously, this person is probably past this point. And given that this is the most revealing expose I've done on Katie Cruz to this day, she is probably going to do everything in her power to get this video taken down, which I will remind you, she's gotten at least 4 of my videos taken down at this point. I'd like to remind you, you being Katie Cruz specifically right now, my initial video on you, Katie, was like 100,000 view video tops. Like, that would have been best case scenario for me at the time. This channel is now 4 times the size it was when I first made a video about you. Every single time you've pulled out a dirty trick to go after me, I have reciprocated in kind and excelled because of it. You need to understand that the public sentiment is so against you that anything you use to attack me will be turned around against you, and it will work so much better in my favor than in yours. And you're aware of this at this point because you warned your own people, "Please don't poke the bear." Well, the bear has been fucking poked. All right, the bear's ass has been fucking tickled, and frankly, the bear is pissed off at this point. What's more, the bear would like you to know that it only goes up from here. If you escalate this situation further, you escalate it against yourself. As I've already demonstrated, I have friends who can track you. I have access to everyone from your past. I haven't even contacted your parents. So if you want to go ahead and try and flag this video and get it taken down, be my guest. But I think I have demonstrated that anytime you get something that I do taken down, I respond in kind.
When I put up my content feed, I said if you got that video taken down, Big Katie would go to Indiana. Big Katie has now hit Indiana. So here's the ultimatum for this video. If you get this video taken down, I talk to mom and dad myself, all right? All right, so just so we're clear, I followed through on my last one, so you know I'm gonna do it.
Because as I mentioned, I don't like losing, but more important than that, I just want to see justice served. And as I stated before, my form of justice originally was just somewhere in the range of 100,000 people knowing that you're a piece of shit. But now, somewhere in the range of 2 million people know you're a piece of shit, and that's only gonna go up from here if you keep fighting. To the rest of you, have a good night, and thank you, August the Duck, for covering this situation when it first blew up. Have a good one.
Just kidding, I'm not done talking shit. The goal of this video is to have every single person who lives in Shelbyville, Indiana, know Katie Cruz's real name. A real name which, again, for very dumb reasons, YouTube is not going to allow me to say. I have purchased www.thatname.com, and that website talks about Katie Cruz and who she actually is. You would have to go hunt down my Twitter or something like that to figure out what that domain is. In terms of anybody watching this who wants to do anything, Shelbyville local Facebook groups, Indiana subreddits, sharing any of this information on those places would do wonders.
God willing, this video will stay up on this channel, but if it doesn't, I know someone will put it somewhere else. As mentioned before, God bless all of you. Have a good night.